Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, we are beginning with...
I'm sorry, what?
Hello?
Hello? I didn't hear you well. Let me put it a little louder. Hold on.
Malka.
Good evening, Malka.
Good evening.
What I was saying is that we're beginning with our deeper Zohar class. For Parashat Noah, in section 35 from the Sulam commentary, and we will start with verse 286, unless someone has a question from previous classes. And I will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kut shabari chu ishkin te vidhilu urhimu udhilu udhilu urhimu. Reakta l'shem yudhe bavadhe, v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, l'imud Torah mitzvah, l'asok Torah mitzvah, v'ayinu amat ha'elohinu aleinu ma'feya b'neleinu ma'feya b'neleinu. V'etach li'amar u'shlomo yashav, Al kise David Aviv Ratikon Malkuto Meod Maishivcha Ta'ela Diat Kin Even Shetiya Vishaway Ala Kodesh HaKadesha Kadashim Ukdain with Vatikon Malchuto Meod. He continued quoting the verse, and Solomon sat upon the throne of David, his father, and his kingdom was established firmly. And he asked, what is the reason for Solomon's praise? And he replies that he established the foundation stone and set over it the Holy of Holies, and thereby his kingdom was established firmly. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I guess we're dealing with the temple being built, and the Holy of Holies is where the
foundation stone
right
was put. So is it saying now we've moved Malkuth to Zerenpin with the establishment of the temple? I said, does that mean now we're in unity, that Malkuth is in unity with Zerenpin because the foundation stone is now in the Holy of Holies in Jerusalem? Actually, the temple wasn't quite in Jerusalem. Anyway, I think it's advanced anyway. You know, yesterday we had a lot of people, and they were concealed. And I thought that I was all by myself on the call, so I think they need to contribute too.
Well, let me see how many people are on today. Today there is you and there is Maka.
Okay. I did hear someone on, but they didn't identify themselves when I came on, so I wasn't sure if it was the same as yesterday. Okay.
I understand. The question that the verse is raising is, Solomon sat on the throne of David, and his kingdom was established firmly by the wars that David fought. And then he's saying, so what did Solomon do? What made his kingdom and his kingship so significant? And he's answering that because he built the temple where the foundation stone is. But what does that teach us? Why did that establish Solomon's kingdom so firmly?
That's because it was unified with the Keter of Malkuth.
It's not the Keter.
Malkuth of Keter?
No, it's the Malkuth of Malkuth. The foundation stone is Malkuth of Malkuth.
That's right.
But what is, do you remember the code word Shalom?
Peace. Wholeness. Completeness.
Shlomo. The name Shlomo is Shalom with a vav at the end. So we know in Hebrew that we could translate Shlomo as his peace.
Mm-hmm.
Shlomo represents the Malchut of Zerenpin, or the Malchut of Malchut. It's a question, not a statement. It's very difficult to understand who is Shlomo and where does he appear in the Tree of Life. King David, we are told, is the Malchut of Malchuts. So is Shlomo the Malchut of Zeranpin? Then what firmly established his kingship was the unification of Malchut with Zeranpin.
Well, that's what I said.
We haven't been told that. We're just... That is what you said, yes. But I'm explaining that Shlomo may be that and maybe something else. Shlomo could be an extension of King David and represent Malchut of Malchut for his generation. It's not clear. We have never read in the Zophar so far. What does King Shlomo represent? Where is he in the Tree of Life? We all know the famous aspects. Moshe started it at Netzach, and elevated himself up to Dat. We know Aaron is at Hod. We know that Joseph is Yesod, and we know King David is Malchut, but where is Shlomo?
Well, if it means peace, he's the Mashiach of, would that be all? That be Tiferet, because the right and left are in balance because you've got peace?
You broke up a bit, so I'm not sure quite what you said. Please say it again.
I'm thinking that Shlomo was like a Mashiach, and everything was in balance, everything's unified, so that would be the right and the left unified. So that would be, I would think, maybe along the lines of Tiferet.
But Jacob would think is Tiferet of Zeranpin.
It wouldn't be a new Keter? The end is in the beginning, and the beginning. It wouldn't be a new Keter, and how do I put it?
He could be a Keter of the new generation. That's correct. That is possible.
But haven't we said so far? Up to now, you know, it started way back where it was Jacob, and then gradually went on Moses, you know, all of the other Zadiks.
All the other chariots, correct.
Yeah, and gosh, I lost my train of thought. I'm tired, I guess you can tell.
We don't have the answer to
the
question that I'm asking.
And now to the point where no longer just consciousness with the foundation stone. The foundation stone now was in its rightful place in the physical world, which would be the manifestation of Malchut of Malchut, but the next catcher of the next generation. So, and kind of what Malka had to say, that then physical world was united with the spiritual world as far as the foundation stone.
That's correct. That's what the verse is explaining and expressing. But I'm looking deeper, and the questions I'm asking, we don't have the information to answer. So let's move on and see what else is in this parasha, in this section.
Okay.
Ooh, this is verse 288. No, it can't be. It's 287. Tiv, Uri Tiha, Liv Zechor, Barit Olam, Tehakud Shabarichu, Teol Ta, Dileya, Batadir Uman, Delayit Chaze, Bala Ael, Kame Marea, Viad Kativ Uritiha, Rizakor Belit Olam. It is written, and I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant, meaning that the Holy One, blessed be He, always desires her, Malchut. Whoever is not seen by her does not enter before his master. That is why it is written, and I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant, because the seeing is only for her. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it reminds me that Hashem is always wanting to send his Shefa down. But Malkut, the feminine waters, has to desire
Malkut has to, but through her actions, has to stimulate Hashem to actively desire her. But in a potential state, in the passive state, he's always desiring her.
So we're talking
now,
about
the temple
Rina?
Was sitting. The temple was sitting over the foundation stone. The temple is the foundation stone is Malchut. The Holy of Holies is another aspect. It's the Malchut of the temple. So they are joined. But there's no action in the Holy of Holies or in the foundation stone to stimulate Hashem without human activity. And that human activity is the arrival of the individual Jewish people to come three times a year to the temple, to Jerusalem. And one of the aspects of Jerusalem, it's if you, you know, we've discussed that Jerusalem has two components. One is Yirah, the words Jeru, it's spelled in Hebrew the same as Yirah, which is awe, either fear or awe, and Shalem, Jerusalem, Shalem represents completion, but it also represents Shalom. So we see that all of this is showing the unification of Zerantin and Malchut. But that still doesn't answer the questions of what is King Shlomo? What is he a chariot for?
I would think chariot for as in the Tree of Life, as to which world, or as he as in a Mashiach to bring down peace, is that... I'm not sure which port we're dealing with as far as assigning what part of the tree in that generation.
That's really the question. That's really the question. And I want to clarify with you. King Shlomo, if he was the Mashiach, then he was the Mashiach for his generation, but
right.
the generation wasn't ready.
Right.
But the Midrashim tells us that there were no wars in the world while Shlomo lived.
But that's part of being a Mashiach, right? That's part of the
Correct.
Aspect of a Mashiach.
Correct. The manifestation of peace. The manifestation of Shalom.
It wouldn't be the chariot, the Hashem's Shefa? Because remember he prayed for wisdom. Well, you're breaking up, so I'm just catching words every now and then. I didn't hear whatever you said. It was staticky.
Well, I'm also having that same experience from your side
right.
when you're breaking up when you speak. But I think you said that he was King Shlomo was a chariot for Shefa. But Shefa is a process. Whereas if you look at the tree, you have process, that's the lines, that's the letters in the lines, whereas the circles represent stages within the process. So Shefa is process, it's not a stage, it's not a circle, it's a line. It flows
okay.
through the lines, all of the lines.
Would it be the roots of the tree?
Say again.
Would he be the chariot or the roots of the tree?
The root of the tree is a Keter. The root of the tree is Chachma, actually. But, you know, Keter is the tip of the Yud, so they're connected.
Well, I was thinking that his first prayer was full of wisdom and understanding, and so we're starting, you know, into the lower Sephirot.
Is there a lower level, let's just say a lower level of Tiferet and a higher level of Tiferet? I mean, we know Yesod is... Yosef. We know Abraham's Dayot, right? And we know that Jacob is Tiferet. And we know Hod is, I forget who Hod was. So does he actually have a world for him or a world for himself, or is he just action? Is he just a manifest of action? Because the kingdom actually comes out of David. It will return to David. So is the earthly dwelling.
The confusion is coming from the reality that there is a physical world and there is a spiritual world above that physical world. They both
right.
have Tiferet. They both have
right.
Malchut. They both have each of the 10 Sephirot. So in our physical world, the temple is the Malchut, the foundation stone is the Malchut in the frame of the world of Domem. It means the inanimate objects.
Mm-hmm.
But the temple is the malchut of the spiritual frame, and when the temple is put over the foundation stone, you're unifying malchut and the two malchuts of the physical world and the spiritual world.
Mm-hmm. So is he just Malchut?
Is King Shlomo Malchut? King David is Malchut. Malchut and Malchut is King David.
All right.
But maybe King David was the Shiach ben Yosef who had to fight the wars. And King Shlomo is the Mashiach ben David who didn't fight the wars, but who manifested the peace. But we really don't yet have the answer clearly. What this last verse that we've been discussing is saying, it's describing the relationship between Hashem and the Shekhinah.
Mm-hmm.
It's describing the potential. From Hashem's point of view, he potentially is constantly desiring the Shekhinah, desiring the Malchut.
Right.
But the rules of the spiritual world is that he cannot reach down to her and become the initiator. He has to wait for human activity to create the initiation to stimulate him to be able to be the initiator.
Right.
We will discuss more tomorrow.
Okay.
Now go ahead and ask your question.
And I was just going to say that's where the children of Israel comes in to play, to stimulate the Shekinah, to stimulate the Shem,
correct,
so that he could reach down and have and be unity with her.
And that's it. The children of Israel represent Malchut.
Right.
In the frame of the physical world, they represent the temple.
Mm-hmm.
The temple is the Malchut in a certain frame. The children of Israel are the Malchut in a different frame.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to get across. We always have to know where are we in relationship to the Tree of Life. Are we in Malchut of Malchut, Malchut of Zerantin? Are we mixing? Because all the Malchuts are able to communicate. All the Tiferets are able to communicate. And so we need to know where we are when we're speaking this language. We'll learn more as we go along.
Okay.
Have a beautiful evening tonight.
Cool.
At 7 o'clock West Coast time, we'll count the Omer and have a Tikkuni Zohar class.
Right.
And tomorrow we will have the two classes, as well as the Lag BaOmer study, which will begin about 8:15 tomorrow evening, West Coast time. Shalom to everyone.
Okay, shalom.
Bye, Hannah.
Bye.